Is it time to up your social media game? Then you need to talk to Kate and Ave Communications, a social media agency located right here in Edmonton, specializing in all things social media, from quality storytelling, content creation, and strategic social media management. So stop doing social media off the side of your desk. Contact Kate and Ave at kateandave.com and give them a follow on Instagram at kateandavecomms, C-O-M-M-S, for great social media content, tips, and tricks.
The bit. This is Paulina.
And this is Quinn.
We're down one. We're down Claire. But, you know, the show must go on.
The show must go on. Claire, listen, that girl is just such a dedicated mom. Her son has got a lot of ski races.
An impossible number of ski races, it feels like.
So many trips to Jasper. But we commend you, Claire, for being a really great mom.
Yeah. Go, Claire.
Yeah,
and
go get them.
As for us, deadbeats.
Absolute deadbeats, yeah.
Or a case for not being a deadbeat. We're recording a little earlier than we typically do in the week. So so that's good. That, you know, we're on track. We're ahead of schedule. We also were both at the Oilers game.
On Saturday night against the Seattle Kraken. Yeah,
we were.
A good old Saturday night affair.
You and a friend came to join my cousin and I in our seats for the third period. And I mean, you were having a great time. You were having a great time. My cousin and I we're both pregnant and very sober.
Yeah.
And Quinn.
I dove into the vodka a little.
No, you know what? Okay, listen, I'm jealous because this is how I used to enjoy games,
a Saturday
right?
night game.
You know, I'd be full steam ahead, runaway train. And you guys came to join us. Nugget Boy, our sweet Nugie.
Our sweet little beaver.
So Nugget got a hat trick, which we'll get into, like, you know, Nugget stats. But Nugget gets a hat trick. Quinn takes off her really nice new Lauren Kyle Sports Atelier hat and throws it. And I'm like, okay, listen, Quinn also is somebody who previously I've gone to games with, and you bring a spare hat with you, like a shitty one or one that you don't care to part with, in case there's a hat trick, so that you have one to throw on the ice. But you look me dead in the eye and you're like, take off your hat. And we're all of us are like, no.
You screamed.
Like, collectively, the other three of us scream, no, Quinn. And then you look at us dead in the eye, and then you toss it. And I think it probably only went down like four rows. And I was like, oh my God, like, I would have kept that hat. That's a nice hat. Why would you do that? Meanwhile, my cousin, also wearing a Lauren Kyle Sports Atelier hat, takes hers off and like holds it close to her. Probably because she was afraid that you might also take her hat off her head and throw hers as well, because that's how fired up you were.
I feel like I had a demonic moment where, like, I was like looking around and was like, what can I throw?
You did. You had this crazy look in your eye and we're like, why would you do that? And you were like, Lauren Kyle would never see that coming. And we're like, what does that mean? Like, oh, you got her. You got her.
You really showed her, Quinn. Well, I mean, but like, in fairness, listen, you know, she's created a line. It is limited edition. Like, that hat, I realized, like, I mean, once I kind of thought about it for like a little bit, I was like, well, I can never get that again because supposedly they're limited edition.
Yeah.
And, but you know what? Like, listen, in my defense, I don't love the hat. I didn't love it, to be really honest.
I like the hat. I would have kept it.
I know. Listen, you're right. Like,
there's lots of people who would have, like, you could have even like sold that hat to one of our friends or something. Like, it's a nice hat. It was a hot commodity when it came out. We're talking about the cream colored one with the blue brim. So there's like the burnt orange one, which I have. Mm-hmm. And then there's the cream colored one with the blue brim, which I also, that is actually the one I wanted initially. And it was sold out. too quickly.
Very quickly.
So I got the burnt orange one, which I'm happy with. But like, that hat is a hot commodity. And so you didn't go back and get it, right?
No, I figured it was gone.
Oh, did you?
Did
you figure that?
I think I got it off the second deck because we were sitting in the upper deck.
Okay. I wasn't sure it made
it over enough.
Okay.
That it would have at least like maybe landed like in a suite. And then you have to hope that that it did manage to get the rest of the way. I wouldn't blame somebody like, you know, maybe a girl, like it hit her in the back of the head and she was like, oh my God, I've been wanting this hat.
I would have kept the hat if that
landed on
I
you.
I wouldn't have thrown it to the ice. I'm sorry. I wouldn't have.
Yeah. It was when I think back on it, like I just kind of, and I've become like, I never threw hats before, never, ever. And then one time I threw it and then it became this thing like where I was like, I kind of love throwing the hat.
Yeah. But you usually bring a spare.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like, or like a toque or something.
So
I mean, I almost wore a
hat.
Toque last night. Yeah. But you know what? Honestly, I just stand by. I wore it, but I didn't like the way it fit. This is my problem. I liked the hat. I didn't like the way it fit. The bucket was too short for me. And it always felt like it was sitting too high on my head. It never felt like I was like really comfy and like it was really solidified on my head. Yeah. I mean, I see your face. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for those listening, Paulina is just basically shutting her eyes and doesn't want to hear it from me because
roll
she likes
them.
The hat.
Yeah. And also like other people could have taken that hat. I mean, somebody probably did. To be fair, that hat probably didn't go to waste. Somebody inherited that hat who actually really likes it and who will appreciate it. So thank you, Quinn, for your service.
Yeah. You're welcome to the lovely lady who got a new Club Atelier Oilers hat.
Yeah. Yes. Or it landed in like Lauren Kyle's suite and she was like, oh, I can't believe somebody threw this.
I guess she never would have seen it coming.
She would have never seen it coming, to be fair. Yes, exactly that.
That's not what her gear was for, but here we are. Unfortunately, you sold it to a real hockey fan who gets a little bit too excited about hat tricks, and that's what's happened now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So thank you, Lauren, for your service. If you want to create those again, I'll just buy one for Paulina to make up for this absolute tragic error of mine.
That's fine. Okay. Well, we had a good time, though.
Yes. The important thing is that we had fun. The Oilers won.
We had fun.
Yep. The Oilers, I mean, we might as well just dive into like kind of where they're at, like a situational analysis perhaps here.
Let's do it.
So as of right now, with 12 games to go in the season, the Oilers are sitting in second in the Pacific Division. They are 3 points back of the Vegas Golden Knights with 87 points. The Golden Knights have 90, and then 2 points up on the Los Angeles Kings. The Kings, though, however, have 2 games in hand. So if they win those games, that's 4 points, and they would move ahead of the Oilers. But when we break it down and we look at the Oilers' remainder of the season, they do have a pretty soft schedule. They aren't playing any real world beaters over the next little while. And so I like where the Oilers are at right now. And I still think that like first in the division is very much a possibility.
Okay. Okay. Well, that is encouraging because I think for a while there, we were in a dark place, thinking that like, well, we're definitely not going to finish first in the division. Stuart Skinner was having some problems.
Mm-hmm.
I know I wasn't joining on the episode where you and Claire had a discussion about my boy Stu, but I would like to note for the record that I was also, you know, kind of in that camp with you guys at the time.
Feeling like, a little down about him.
Well, I mean, you can only defend so much. And it was definitely not looking good. So, what do we think now? Like what Leon and Connor, by the way, out, which was also for Oilers fans, a tiny heart attack. But we still managed to get a win out without them. But like, how do you feel about the players in general right now?
Well, and you know, it's funny when at the game on Saturday, it was, you know, I knew that they were better than Seattle. Seattle's not a great hockey team. So even without Connor and Leon, I was feeling pretty confident. You know, and they put up a hell of a fight against Winnipeg. I think that getting a point in that game, just considering, you know, Stu goes down, Leon wasn't playing, Connor ends up getting hurt and leaving the game in the third period. And so, like, but you saw a lot of fight from the guys that were left in the lineup.
Yeah.
But when I think about it, like, I'm like, okay, yeah, so they're better than Seattle without Connor and Leon. But then I kind of remember, like, how many good forwards they actually have. And then, of course, their defense is good. So, like, Stu was struggling. I mean, Matthias Ekholm wasn't in the lineup. Jake Wallman, to me, has brought, like, a really, really good...
Yeah.
He's just been really good on the back end, and I think he's a great team guy as well. Like, you know, one of the most engaging and exciting TikToks in the NHL, like a lot of personality there. He has actually 2 points in the last two games, like 2 assists, right? So he's kind of contributed. So I feel good about that. And then I think, so just like structurally, like defensively in front of Stuart Skinner, they're taking away more 10 bell chances from the opposition, which has obviously been beneficial to
Skin Daddy.
You know, at the end of the day, he still gave up 4 goals yesterday or on Saturday.
Well, what do we, you know, so where do we go from
the
here with Skin Daddy?
I'm of, you know, a lot of experts, want to see him playing more, like just rolling with that starting position. And I do agree with that. Like, let's just get him going and know, like, let him know that this is his position. Work out some of the kinks. I've been,
because it's a psychological game too, right?
And we need him.
With him, and that confidence needs to be there.
Yeah, absolutely. And just kind of, because he talks about it a lot. Like, oh, I learned so much. There's lots to learn from this game. And I've been frustrated by that rhetoric before. But I'm like, well, no, like, you're always learning. Like, really, you should be always learning throughout your whole life, let alone, like, your hockey career, right? I mean, Connor McDavid would be the first to tell you that he's still got things to learn in terms of parts of his game, right? So I'm a little more comfortable with that chatter, and would love to see him kind of roll in net and start to be in that position.
So you agree with some of the experts that say he needs to be playing more to build that confidence.
Yeah, and just give him the net.
Yeah.
12 games to go. That's it. That's crazy to think
about.
I thought
the playoffs just ended. Like, I mean, I barely recovered from the previous playoffs. Barely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it going to, like, can we talk about you being pregnant this time?
Yes,
around?
It is.
Like,
it is the first question everyone asks me. You're going to be pregnant during the playoffs. So, like, what's that going to be like? Look, I'm still going to be hitting the streets. It's going to be different. Mm-hmm. I might leave the streets earlier than previous years.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be there out there supporting the games. I want to be part of the energy with a giant belly. And then I will probably go home promptly once things wrap up, you know. There won't be a lot of after parties for me. But I still want to be a part of it, right? Like, I mean, I've got to be. And I mean, how cool if they win the Stanley Cup the year that little baby Denim is born, and then we name the baby Connor McDavid Denim, obviously.
Middle name McDavid, obviously.
Yes.
What about Stu in there somewhere?
I do like the name Stuart. I always have, but now I think because I've like talked so much about how much I love Stuart Skinner, like it feels like people would assume that I was naming the baby after him, which I guess I would be if they win the Stanley Cup. And it might be weird. I don't know. Well, we'll see. Maybe Skinner is not a great middle name. Although I did.
Not a great name in general to be, you know.
No,
Skinner.
No. Skinner Denim. I did after the Canadian, like the big Canada win against the U.S. hockey game, suggest Binnington to my wife, which she promptly said no to. I guess Binnington doesn't really have the ring that she was going for. But yeah. I don't know how we got here, but that is kind of my plan and intention. We're 12 weeks away, like you said. That is crazy. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm nervous. Like, I don't really know how I feel about like going into it, but I felt that last year too, and we made it to the final. So anything can happen.
And I'm feeling like, honestly, like I feel really good right now about the team. Honestly, like, I mean, of course there's some panic that Connor and Leon are hurt. Listen, if it's going to happen,
heal them now. Yeah.
And get like, let them have some rest. Right. You know, now you've got these guys coming in feeling, you know, being 92% healthy. I don't think anybody's ever 100% healthy, but you know, being quite healthy and rested, and in terms of the timing, I mean, if it's got to happen,
yeah,
at least it's right now and it's not in the first round.
Completely agree. That's why I'm not too worried about the injuries right now. I think it was the injuries came when our confidence in the Oilers and the team in general was a little bit shaken. So when those injuries happened, it was like, oh God, like, the
now
worst
what?
Has happened. Like, how can we possibly pull this off? But you were saying, you know, we've got a well-rounded team. Like, we've got other mm-hmm. guys that are really good. I mean, we've still got Zach Hyman out there and Nuge. I mean, right?
Scorey Perry.
Like, we're probably okay. We need them, you know, eventually. We need them back and healthy for the playoffs. But we're fine right now. It's going to be okay.
Yeah. Well, so I want to touch on Nuge just a little bit. I mean, and just kind of the secondary scoring. I mean, obviously it's something that we've had a conversation mm-hmm. about, you know, and with the Oilers having a bit of a softer schedule, I like the idea of guys can kind of get going scoring. And also without Connor and Leon, like these guys have now had to step up. So like Nugent Hopkins, of course, had the hat trick on Saturday night, which obviously stacked his stats. But I'm telling you right now, Nuge has 9 points in the last four games. He all of a sudden is now at 20 goals when it felt like he was having like, you know, a bit of a tougher season, especially offensively. He's at 20 goals and 48 points. He's fourth on the team. Another one, Jeff Skinner. This guy, I mean, he kind of came out hot, you know, he's getting some goals early and then he has really, really struggled and he has 3 points in the last two games. So I'm very happy, you know, Adam Henrique scored on Saturday night. You know, Corey Perry has kind of been, you know, scoring here and there. I'm very hopeful that we're kind of seeing like the secondary scoring, like just kind of quietly
right,
come alive, right? Like it hasn't been this explosion, mm-hmm. but it's just like, you're starting to see other guys score and build some confidence, like, especially for Skinner, you know, like I just feel like some confidence there is going to, it's going to be really important in the next few weeks.
Yes. Yeah. Jeff Skinner, he needed to prove himself, like, because we were a little worried about him. And I think Knob, because, like, you know, in Knob we trust often.
Mm-hmm.
He said he wasn't, it seemed like he wasn't ready to give up or pull the plug on Jeff Skinner. And look what happened. He's picking up heat. So we love to see it.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, I don't think he was in a place where he could give up on Skinner because, unfortunately, Jeff Jackson, we all thought he did a great job and then gave all these guys no trade clauses.
So I guess you, like, you have to just, you know,
find a way.
You find a way. You're going to mm-hmm. stand by your man because your man isn't going anywhere.
He can't.
He can't. Has been so we may
contractually
as well
locked into the Oilers. Yeah.
We may as well be all in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So true.
But you know, sign of a good leader and that calmness that that Chris Knobloch really
Oh, so
brings,
stoic.
our stoic little pencil,
He's the
you
brave little
know,
pencil that could.
that wrote the story
That
of
wrote
a
the story.
lifetime.
I wonder if anyone else thinks about him as a pencil as much as we do, but he looks like a pencil.
Like, to be quite frank, like when I tell people that, like they really do see it. I mean, it
Okay.
definitely lives
In
and
our
eats
brain, like,
breakfast, lunch, and dinner in my kitchen,
yeah,
probably more than the average person.
for sure.
But yeah, like it's hard not to see the pencil or the a clippy, like the
Oh my
Microsoft
God,
Word
big clippy
paper clip.
energy.
Yeah,
Big clippy
big clippy
energy.
energy.
Buttoned up, I'm gonna coach you through writing this letter. I'm gonna coach you through writing
Yep.
this story. Oh my God,
Yep.
he is clippy.
He Clippy Knobloch.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Clippy Knob.
Let it be
We'll
known.
workshop that. Speaking of
Yeah.
workshopping,
Well, oh, what? Oh.
I'm just transitioning to AI.
Oh. Okay. So, well, what got me thinking about this? Okay. Somebody asked AI, there was a post going around on Instagram. Somebody asked AI about the Stanley Cup winners, predict the Stanley Cup winners for the next, like, I don't know,
50 years
50
or something
years or
like that. It was a
something.
long
Yeah.
time.
And the Oilers were predicted for 2028, which is too far away for me.
Too far away. Yep.
But then after that, like 2060 something.
2068. So now we have to go 40 years again
And
without.
surely I will be dead by then.
Yeah, well, I mean, I hope not.
What would I be
I
like?
mean, listen, I'm going to be 83 in 40 years.
That's fine. I'll be 70 something. I don't expect to live longer than you.
Well, because you're having a child, and so that's going to cause more stress in your life. And then, therefore,
I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, you know what? I'm giving you grace
You're giving
because,
me grace,
yeah,
but
living a hard, fast life.
I live a fun life.
Oh,
Although
yeah.
this 9 months of taking some
Complete
time
sobriety.
off, like
Yeah.
maybe that gives me an extra year. We'll see. We'll
Yeah.
see. Look at all this water I'm drinking. Like, who am I? This maybe I will live to 83. Who knows? Have you ever seen somebody drink this much water in your entire life? I'm holding the most absurdly large water bottle that you have ever seen in your life. For those of you who can't see, only Quinn can see.
It's
Quinn
given
can
real
consume.
shrinking energy, like Gabby with her water bottle that she
Oh,
forces
from the
on Harrison
show?
Ford.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. Well, look, it's like I can carry it like a lantern. It's got a handle. It also has like its own baby Bjorn. Like I can put it in like a little like sack and like wear it as such, because it is infant sized, truly. So I mean, I'm on the race to 80 after all.
Yeah, I
But
love that we've
anyway,
talked. Yeah.
I don't want to wait till 2060 something for the Oilers to win their second Stanley Cup in my, lifetime. Wait, what was the
Whoa. 90 was the last one.
Okay,
How old
so
are
I was
you? Were
one.
you
I was one.
alive?
I mean, my
Oh,
lifetime,
God.
technically, it was in my lifetime, but like, was it really? I mean, I was
Well, I
one.
mean,
Yeah.
how would you possibly
Exactly.
remember?
Exactly. So, I mean,
I
two like
know.
memorable wins. I'm still holding out for 2025, at this moment. But what got me thinking was like, we should just like fuck around with ChatGPT a little bit, find out. Like, I
Yeah.
want to know what else ChatGPT has to say about the Oilers and maybe their 2025 season specifically. So
Okay, yeah.
I'm gonna ask it to give us its hot takes, because we don't have Claire here. So we're our ChatGPT is our third podcast host today. Okay, I'm
I'm gonna
generating.
just Google all or sorry, ChatGPT a couple random questions ourselves here. So
Oh, good. Okay, I've got some hot takes. I've got some hot takes for the Edmonton Oilers season, according to AI.
okay.
Oilers win the Pacific Division by a mile.
Ooh, okay,
So
that's
Edmonton doesn't just win the Pacific, they dominate it, according to ChatGPT.
So does this mean like they're winning the next 12? They're winning the next 12 games?
That is what ChatGPT says.
Okay, well, ChatGPT, I can get behind that.
I don't like calling it ChatGPT. Like, it needs to be like a third host for us. Like,
Oh, right. Okay.
how about we
So
ask
we have.
ChatGPT what it calls itself? What do you call yourself? Give yourself a name. No. Okay, we're gonna call you Terry.
Okay.
So
Yeah.
okay, so
We
Terry,
don't like your own names.
no. Okay, so Terry says Evan Bouchard, Boosh, becomes a Norris finalist.
Oh.
Maybe your cat, Boosh.
Oh gosh, who is well was behind me on the fridge, but we can't see him right now,
Yeah.
stalking me from above. What would have to happen in the next 12 games for him to suddenly become a Norris candidate?
Yeah, I
Like, let me just like
he'd
look at
have to
some of
like
his stats.
he'd have to Freaky Friday with somebody who actually is in contention for the Norris.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like we give him a hard time. And then I look at these stats and I'm like, okay, so he's played in 54, 70 games, all 70 games. He has 55 points and he's plus 16. And then even just recently, he has 3 points in the last 5 games. So, I mean, yeah, maybe he goes on this insane heater and ends up at like plus 25, plus 30. And listen, I'm gonna give Terry the benefit of the doubt. And
Terry's an
maybe somebody
optimist.
bangs their head a little bit before
Yeah.
announcing the nominees, and then all of a sudden Bouchard just slips out of their mouth.
So it's like, it's not completely out of reach. We just need somebody to suffer like mild, just mild brain damage in
Yeah.
order for it to happen.
Like we
This.
don't want like life altering brain
No, just
damage, but
like
just like
maybe even like a really
a
bad
week or
migraine.
two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
Like a week-long
like
migraine,
Yeah.
those can alter your consciousness and
Yeah.
decision-making skills.
Yeah. Okay.
All
Well, I
right.
mean, once we start putting that witchy energy out there, you never know what's going to happen, right? We're powerful
Oh,
ladies.
we are. Exactly. Well, and so is Terry. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry. The
Yeah.
Oilers sweep a playoff series. Could happen.
Okay.
That could
Yeah.
happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I
That's not crazy.
nope. I feel very comfortable with that.
Yep.
I have a hot little storyline here because Terry on
Yeah.
Terry 2 over here.
Terry too.
Like, all right, let's fire up some hot takes for the Oilers 2025 playoff run. Stuart Skinner redemption arc. After a streaky regular season, Skinner flips the script and becomes the guy between the pipes, channels his inner 2006 Cam Ward. Of course, Cam Ward won the Stanley Cup with the Carolina Hurricanes against the Edmonton Oilers, steals the series and silences the doubters who wanted a goalie upgrade at the deadline.
I mean, I love it, Terry too.
Terry, too. Yep.
Yeah, Terry too. I mean, like, of course, I hope for that. I don't know. Interesting. I've got another goalie hot take.
Okay.
Jack Campbell revives his career. So, okay, hold on, hold on. No, it's
Terry
just.
loves a goalie story.
Not, it's probably not what you think. I don't know. Okay, Soup comes back with a vengeance, and maybe the Oilers hire a new goalie coach. So he joins the team, but
He comes back to the team
yeah.
and they hire a different goalie coach from Dustin Schwartz.
There's no
I mean,
way.
listen, Dustin Schwartz has taken his heat and his time, but I think he's proved he's done a good job.
Maybe it's
There's
an
a lot of people out
assistant.
there who would agree with Terry right now, though.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Terry is just a man of the people or a woman of the people. I don't actually, Terry's a gender as far as I know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
Yeah.
maybe like just consensus, like this is what Terry's hearing on the streets.
But maybe it's like how many goalie, like how many people are on like a goalie coach, like team, coaching team?
Like there's more than like one goalie
Yeah.
coach?
Yeah. Like, are there more? Is it multiple people or is it just one guy?
You know what? That's actually a really solid question. I don't
Like,
really
maybe
know
there's
if
an
like,
assistant goalie coach.
yeah, that like really just kind of has this power. I
Yeah.
think if anything, it would be a sports psychologist. So like
Yeah.
a sports psychology coach.
Well, weren't they working with someone very like known and well respected last year for Stu? Like, they need to keep doing that.
George Mumford.
Right.
Yeah, so the Oilers last year worked with George Mumford. Long history in sports psychology. He worked with NBA superstars like Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah, so I mean, he proved to be incredibly good. It's pretty wild how big sports psychology could be. So
Well, that's, I mean, I think they need to do that again. But like, I can see why they would. Maybe this guy's very expensive and they're gonna play those chips during the actual playoffs, because Stu was good in the playoffs.
yeah, you know what? I remember, like, I mean, he had a couple bad games. And then I do remember, like, early on,
Yeah.
he talked about, like, learning some lessons. And I got
And then
mad
you were
about that. But
annoyed.
now
Yeah,
I'm,
I remember that.
yeah.
Oh, shit.
So,
Terry
oh.
One also has a take that Stuart Skinner steals a series.
Oh, okay.
So, like,
Okay.
maybe there's something to this. I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I think that if we really truly believe that machines are taking over the world, we can now really like strongly push the narrative
Yep.
that Stuart Skinner is, and you know what? Maybe he wins MVP of the playoffs.
Whoa. Okay, there's a hot take.
Hot take
By neither
alert.
Terry's, but from Quinn Phillips. You heard it here.
I'm asking Terry to look into your crystal ball for the 2025 NHL playoffs.
Okay.
Okay, so key factors to watch: the Edmonton Oilers with superstars Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl leading the charge. The Oilers are poised for a deep playoff run. Dallas Stars resilience, despite the potential absence of top defenseman Miro Heiskanen, Stars have maintained strong performance, boasting one of the best records in late December. Ah, I hate that one. Terry, you have let us
Terry.
down here.
They can't all be hits. I like this one because
Okay.
I could see it. McDavid hits playoff beast mode, or as I like to call it, McDemon mode. 50 points in one postseason.
Okay, we gotta write these down somewhere and see like what happens.
I'm keeping a log. I've copied and pasted into a document.
Okay.
Yeah, so of course the all-time record being 47 points set by Gretzky in 1985.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I like
So
it.
McDavid, when he hits McDemon mode, like he's like, I'm McJesus for the regular season, like during the day, and then I'm McDemon during the night, like
I
during the
turn into
playoff
like a
mode. Yeah.
bad guy, like a bad man,
No, it's like
like in
he's
the best way
possessed. Like
possible.
we've
Yeah.
seen him play like he's possessed before. And that's McDemon. Yeah.
So I have to say, like at the trade deadline, I really thought that the Oilers got left behind. I posted that on the Bits Instagram. I was
Absolutely.
worried. And I like, do you still feel that way?
That they got left behind in the trades?
I mean, when you just look, like, I mean, it's
Well,
hard
nothing, it
not to
wasn't
like look at
anything
like
exciting.
Florida and
Yeah.
like, you know, Brad Marchand, but like we haven't seen Trent Frederick yet. I'm really, really looking forward to see like what he
Yeah.
can kind of add to the lineup.
So I
So
can't make a decision. I feel like I don't have a concrete. I don't really have an. I can't form an opinion on it yet because like there's too many things we haven't quite seen play out. And here's the thing, like at first, you know, I was so disillusioned with the Oilers. Like I feel like I skipped like a couple games. Like I didn't watch. I didn't even like I had like no motivation to record. It's not why I missed that week, but might have been part of it. But
like Brad Marchand going to Florida was a bit of a gut punch because it felt like, oh, okay, well, here the fuck, like how did the Panthers pull this off? Also, I just started to really like that guy. And then he goes to the evil team that we all
Ratsville.
Hate, the rat, like he goes to, I mean, he is himself a rat, but he was like our Canadian boy rat. And I would have preferred him to come to the Oilers, of course. But here's the thing. He's old. He's not young. He is one injury away from that trade being a huge fucking waste.
Yep.
Like, I mean, so now that I've had some time to heal and process, I'm looking at the silver lining of it, and it's that Marchand maybe wasn't the big hot trade that we thought it was.
And I think we were also hurt that, like, you know, Dallas ends up getting Rantanen, you know, the Oilers trying to get in on that. And, like, it scares you with Dallas because, I mean, they have good goaltending. That said, Jake Ottinger might be a little, like, stung by the Oilers and might feel a little bit anxious about them.
Yeah, maybe the Oilers are in his head.
And, right, like, honestly, it's absolutely soul-sucking, but that first round is going to be Colorado and Dallas, and, like, that is very easily a Western Conference final, and we're talking about that in the first round because nobody's catching Winnipeg, so it's going to, they're going to be 2-3, and they're going to play each other, so we might not even have to see...
Deal with Dallas.
Dallas.
Yeah.
Because I think that Colorado right now, the way they're playing, is going to win that series, but... Yeah. Okay, let's do one last, like, our own hot take. 12 games to go in the season. Give me what you think the Oilers' record is going to be and how many more goals Leon Draisaitl has. So I've been thinking about it, so I'll fill some time right now. I think the Edmonton Oilers are going to go 10-2. Just because they have a bit of a softer schedule. And I think that Leon Draisaitl, as long as it is that weak timeline, so just if I were to look at their schedule, maybe he's back for next Saturday against the Flames. So he might get 10 more games. So I think he goes, averages a goal a game. I think he ends up with 59 goals, just short of, well, no. If he gets to 59, he's getting 60. So I'm going with 60 goals. He gets 11 more goals. I'm going big for Leon.
I'm
going
to be a little bit more conservative here.
Okay.
You said 11 more goals for Draisaitl.
Yeah, to get to 60, because he's at 49 right now.
I'm going to say 8 more goals.
Okay.
And I'm going to say the record will be 8-4.
8-4. Okay. So 16 more points then.
It wouldn't be, I just feel like it wouldn't be, you know, the Oilers and their fan base if we weren't a little bit nervous still going into the playoffs.
Just a little on edge. Because it's just
on
not
edge. Like,
quite
I don't
the
think,
level you want them to be at.
No, I just feel like it wouldn't feel typical for me, but I also just am always, I'm not as much of an optimist, I feel like, as you are typically. Like, I think we've talked about this on the podcast before too. I'm always a little bit more nervous. So when I say, oh, I never feel that confident going into the playoffs, that is also just me. So I'm going to go with like what is in line with that feeling that I tend to always have. And I'm going to say like 8-4. Like I'm still a little optimistic, but I'm nervous.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. So then do they win the Pacific? I say yes.
You think they win the Pacific?
I mean, I'm setting myself up to be incredibly disappointed, but yeah, they win the Pacific.
Love rooting against Vegas. So I'm going to say yes.
They're going to win the Pacific. Okay, with 16 more points. So then they'd finish with 103 points.
Yeah.
And in my world, they get 20 more points. So they finish with 107.
Yeah. I'm also disagreeing with Terry here that they win the division by a mile. Like, I don't think that.
Yeah, no, Terry's a little bit
Like, if you're optimistic,
a little exaggerated on there.
Yeah. If you're optimistic, Terry is oblivious.
He's taking it to another level. Yeah. Yeah. And if the Oilers win the Pacific right now, they would play the Minnesota Wild. Which, you know, in the past, the Oilers have not been great against the Wild, but times have changed, and I like how that looks. Although that said, the Wild are only 2 points behind the Oilers as of right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, pretty good matchup there. I just don't want the Kings again. That's just all I'm here for.
Oh, my God. I don't want the Kings again either. I really don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, come on.
At some point, they're going to snap and beat the Oilers.
I know. You know? That's what I think. I'm like, is it just a numbers game at this point? We can't possibly. I mean, we probably would still beat them. But, like, it's also like, okay. Do the Oilers go in like, this is an easy battle for us? And then we get the upset. I don't know. That's what I fear.
Yeah. Yeah.
And plus, like, we've seen this film before. Like, I want something different. Like, I don't want the Kings in the first round.
Yeah.
We always play the Kings in the first round. Like,
Let's switch it up.
All right. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
It was a fun little silly episode that we just did.
Thanks to Terry and Terry too for some
thanks Terry too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, mediocre to hot takes.
Mediocre to hot takes, yeah.
Yeah. It was a range.
Hot in that, like, the takes were hot in that they were like some of them were quite factually inaccurate and far-fetched, but you know, that is why it's a hot take sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, you're saying the impossible could happen.
Yeah.
Quite literally. Well, yeah.
I kind of want the machine to not have a lot of reason. You know, I want the machine to just kind of just really go out there rather than like cite Bleacher Report and TSN.ca.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of stoked that Terry was just like, nah, I don't really care what everybody says. They're going to win by a mile.
I didn't want to consult the professionals on this one. I wanted to see what our good friend AI had to say.
Yeah,
because we're consulting, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we will see you on another time.
Yep. On another time.